You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We have the privilege of speaking with Dr. Rick Stevenson, award-winning filmmaker and philosopher who has introduced guided verbal journaling as a means of helping individuals worldwide unlock their emotional immune systems. Dr. Stevenson, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Oh, my pleasure.
I certainly do appreciate your time. So for starters, obviously you're the founder of the organization, the 5,000 Days Project. What do you do and what does the 5,000 relate to?
Well, the 5,000 Days started initially as a documentary about growing up, 5,000 days roughly representing the time it takes to go through school. And first set of interviews was with 60 kids in Seattle in February 2001. The second interview was in December 2001. And, of course, what happened in between was 9/11. And I suddenly discovered that kids not only needed but wanted to talk on a much deeper level. So I turned to my brain scientist friend, Dr. John Medina, who wrote the Brain Rules series, and he guided me in helping coming up with a series of key life questions that would help kids develop emotional intelligence and better process the world around them. And this project sort of took an about face from being a documentary at that time and started to become about emotional intelligence developing in kids. And more educators came forward asking if their kids could be involved. And sure enough, was asked then around the rest of the city and the state and the country and the world. And now we interview kids from 12 countries around the world and have a technology called the StoryCue that has picked up 300,000 clips on 6 continents.
That is absolutely outstanding. A good report right there. Why is being able to tell your story so important? Talk to us about that.
Well, if you think about it, we don't own anything more valuable than our own story. I mean, sure, we own stuff and some of us may have money, but no, what's more important, who you are and who you're meant to be? And since we own nothing more valuable than our own story, I think we have no higher calling as educators or parents, adults, than to help kids develop and understand the content of their story.
I certainly do agree with you 100%. Now, as far as the outcomes are concerned, what kind of outcomes have you seen so far?
Well, we've obviously done a lot of science around it, and we know that 94% of kids, say that they can express their feelings in a better and more effective manner, once they do this process. 87% say they know themselves better. 100% say they enjoy the experience and would recommend it to a friend. The stats are really good coming out of it, but what's behind that? What's behind that is that when you go through the process of learning to understand the content of your story and learning to tell it, some basic things happen. The first is that you have to make a major decision whether you're going to be the main character in your own story or a secondary character in someone else's. Whether you're going to be the captain of your own ship or a passenger on someone else's, whether you're going to let somebody else define who you are or whether you are going to, define your own life in your own way. And, we all know there's victims out there. Maybe one out of two of us are victims that life sort of happens to. When you learn to tell your own story, you realize that every moment, every action, every thought, every day, you are writing your autobiography in real time. And I mean, that is amazing, awesome responsibility and an incredible opportunity. And so being able to learn to tell your own story is hugely empowering. Second thing is perspective. Being a teenager is kind of like driving on a mountain road. You see the beauty of the mountain, you see the danger of the cliff, and you see the curve up ahead. And what you think lies around that curve depends on what has laid around previous curves. But as you tell your story, it necessitates perspective, and you move up to a bird's eye view. And when you're bird's eye view on a mountain road, what do you see? You know, you see the road behind you that's been full of curves, turns, difficulties, but you've made it. You see the road ahead of you, and you may not see what's in all the shadows, but you know, you can see that your life has a greater scope to it than just the immediate. And that's just two examples of many advantages that come from learning to tell your own story, the most valuable thing you'll ever own.
Today we are speaking with Dr. Rick Stevenson, an award-winning filmmaker and philosopher who has introduced guided verbal journaling as a means of helping individuals worldwide unlock their emotional immune systems here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EP in the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, if you would, share some advice with teachers, parents, and anyone who has responsibility for kids, especially in this 8 to 14 year zone.
Oh, yeah. Well, as most teachers and parents know, there's a major danger zone for kids between 12 and 14, where they're tested and life-changing events and decisions can take place. I call it the gauntlet of adolescence. And I have discovered that there is a sweet spot between 8 and 12 where if kids are given a chance to articulate their passions and set their goals, that they can enter that gauntlet better prepared. For instance, if a kid wants to be a surgeon and gets an opportunity at age 14 to get high before they go to school every day, they're much more likely to know that that's not going to get them to where they want to go and then make smarter decisions. And after all, how are you going to get to where you want to go unless you know where that is? And so, actually, this is an opportunity to sort of help kids find themselves before they lose themselves in adolescence.
Well, Dr. Stevenson, we certainly appreciate what you do and what you've been doing through this 5,000 Days project, and much appreciated. And if folks wanted to get more information and access your program for their children, where's the best place online to do so?
Well, go to 5000daysproject.org, number 5000daysproject.org, and a whole bunch of information on there as to where we are and where we're hoping to go soon.
And that certainly does work. Again, Dr. Stevenson, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Terrific. Thanks so much.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Rick Stevenson, an award-winning filmmaker and philosopher who has introduced guided verbal journaling as a means of helping individuals worldwide unlock their emotional immune systems. And for further details, visit the 5000daysproject.org. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.